It's been 2 years since recreational marijuana became legal in Washington state, but new research finds teens and parents are still confused about how the state's marijuana law works. Kevin Haggerty is a professor of social work at the University of Washington. He checked in with 10th graders and their parents at Tacoma schools, and he told KUOW's Marcy Silman that 2 out of 5 of those parents did not know that you have to be 21 years old to legally use pot.
That has some interesting implications for 10th graders because that's a time of experimentation. And if they think that legal age is 18, they're probably more open to earlier use.
What's the difference in your mind between 18 and 21? What's the danger in that?
Well, the data are pretty clear that regular use before 18 particularly, and even before 21, has some pretty serious consequences. We also know that the brain is continuing to develop during this time, and so adding new substances during this developmental period isn't a really good idea.
Well, that's the health implication. What is the implication if parents don't know what age is legal in terms of how they interact with their kids?
Right. If they don't have the information, parents are probably more likely to think that at age 18, it's an okay way to be using and starting to use marijuana, and probably not setting very clear expectations around that that conform to the laws.
So expectations meaning how they deal with their kids and the potential use of marijuana?
Correct, yeah.
Well, what do we need to do?
Well, I think it's really important that parents be clear about what it is they expect around their kids. Earlier work that we've done shows that even when parents have clear expectations around marijuana use in the spring of their child's senior year of high school, those kids are less likely to use marijuana the following year when they go to college. So when parents have clear expectations, their kids are less likely to use.
Well, that's what we as parents can do. Are there things that we as society need to do?
Yeah, I think we as society and we as a state have been doing better in the last year, but we didn't have a really strong public information campaign about what the law actually is. And that's why we see things like half the kids in the study didn't even know what the legal amount of marijuana was. So it's important for young people to know that just like alcohol, there's no use under the age of 21. There's not any use in public places, and you can't drive under the influence. And if we can really connect the marijuana laws to the same kind of law that we have for alcohol, it will help people know what the law is.
You have kids, Kevin Haggerty?
I do. I have 3 kids.
Did you have the marijuana alcohol talk with them?
Yeah. You know, imagine my poor kids having me as a dad and having to have kind of continuous conversations around what's okay and what's not okay. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that it works all the time, but it is really clear that when you have a really strong relationship with your kids and you set the really strong guidelines, they're less likely to displease you by violating those. You know, it isn't just the guidelines alone, but it's important to have those critical conversations.
Age 21, not 18. That's the legal age for smoking pot in Washington state. That from Kevin Haggerty, professor of social work at the University of Washington, clearing the haze over legal and safe marijuana use. And he spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.